Hello,
hello.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
This is Layla.
This is Sam.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Can you hear me, Sam? I can't hear myself.
I can hear you.
You can hear. Oh,
I
now
hear
I can
you
hear
better
myself.
Than.
Now I can hear myself. I think I was just yelling into the mic. My bad, guys. Truly my bad. Oh, and now the chair is creaking. So, you know, off to a great start. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
It honestly is a happy Monday.
Okay, the thing is, this weekend felt like forever. Like,
in a, the best way possible.
True. Like, it was like Friday feeling like Saturday vibe.
I agree with you.
Thursday,
I feel like it's been a million
like
years since I've attended a class. So.
And we don't have class tomorrow.
I know.
And then for me, not, I don't know about you, but for me, my Wednesday.
Light.
I have one class, virtual. So, do I have to leave the house?
I have one recitation and one class. So, like, light work. And I have one class today. So things are really looking great for this week. Also, my heavy lifting is on Tuesday. So, like, I'm feeling
me
amazing.
Too.
Do you have to write that paper for Modern Germany,
Oh,
though?
My God, me too. I just
Do
took
on
the midterm.
Thursday. Do on Thursday,
I
y'all.
Just took the midterm 3 weeks late, guys.
I have to get cracking on that. But
I know.
It's all good. I would like to talk a little bit about our theme for today, which is we don't really have one.
I made Layla choose it because by the time I texted her, she would see my texts. I was taking my midterm.
Yes.
So I, you know.
And I, okay, my inspiration was that The Cure released a new album on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just listening to it and I was like, I have no idea about a theme, but I really want to play this song, so we're just gonna match it to that.
Match the clap.
So
like,
what you
match
just
the
yes,
clap.
Match like, it up. What you just listened to was "All I Ever Am" by The Cure off of their new album "Songs of a Lost World." Really exciting. I was absolutely devastated that I didn't go to their show at MSG.
They had a show at MSG
this summer.
Oh,
and it's not that I like didn't go because I couldn't. I like literally didn't know it was happening. Oh. I'm not good about being.
On
like
top
on
top,
yeah, no.
You know
I'm
what?
Not.
The one thing I am on top of is that I got tickets to Tyler the Creator while I'm in Copenhagen.
Mm.
I'm going by myself, and that's okay.
No, as you should.
But like the thing is, I got lower bowl front row, $115.
Whoa, I mean that's the thing about American artists who tour internationally is it's like
cheaper
a fraction of the price. Yeah,
no, literally, because like the same similar seat at, like Madison Square Garden or like TD Garden
is like $500 or more.
It, yeah, exactly, it was like $350.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So I'm like gonna be jumping around to Chromacopia by myself.
I'm gonna try and utilize my time abroad as well. I feel like it's a good opportunity to like go to other cities to see artists who are touring there.
And there's a bunch of artists doing that as well.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm like, we'll see. Next up, we're gonna have Daft Punk is playing at my house by LCD Sound System. Good choice, Sam.
Thank you.
Would you like to say a couple words about this track?
No, I just really like it.
Okay, so fair. I relate to this song a lot because Daft Punk
is always playing at
my house. Like, I really like it's something like, it, you know, I feel strongly about.
I love that. Around this, the world.
Around the world.
Harder,
always,
better, faster.
Always.
Stronger.
Instant crush, always.
Get lucky with Pharrell Williams.
Always. Lose yourself to dance.
Always.
There's been one like that's specifically. Oh, I'm not gonna remember the name now. But maybe next time we come on the air, I'll say it. All right, everyone.
Daft Punk, by the way.
Well, they're alive.
They're alive. They just broke up.
They're just not making music. No, they didn't break up. They're just old. They were just we're done. You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, enjoy.
Show you the ropes. Got a bus and a trailer at my house, my house. I'll show you the ropes, kid. Show you the ropes. I bought 15 cases for my house, my house. Set them up, kid. I'll set them up.
Listening to She's Lost Control by Joy Division.
Slay.
There you go. I remember last year on air when you were like, did you know that New Order is Joy Division? With the new? And I was like, yes.
I thought you were fully on air.
You were like ready to like blow my mind.
I was ready to blow your mind.
It's okay. No, honestly, like crazy to learn about. As someone who grew up listening to
maybe
Channel
someone,
31
maybe
new,
someone,
new Wave on Sirius XM,
yeah.
I definitely knew that information.
Maybe someone who was listening to us right now didn't know that until we said it.
Okay, maybe so.
Maybe that is the audience I was trying to go at.
Okay, you know what? Fair enough. Fair enough. Next up, we're going to have Hey by the Pixies.
The Pixies.
Please excuse me.
I like the song. I think it's cute. I think it's, you know, it fits your vibe you were going
for. What I was going for. What? Sam put Moving Out by Billy Joel on, and I texted her, and I was like, can we reassess? I was like, we're going for more of an alternative vibe today, in my opinion. Cold take actually, I've been loving this weather. I know that's like a really insane take.
See, I like it because I got that jacket we're looking at my
and now
fall
you
jacket.
Get to wear it
exactly and yeah best part it was from Costco
bang there you go
Costco.
Well the thing is I love wearing layers like I'd love it
yes and I see a I lot also, of layering right
yeah,
now
got a
with
lot
the,
of
from the necklaces
on
to the
I'm mm-hmm, mm-hmm. exactly I also love my scarves and my winter yes. jacket's like the best thing that ever happened to me so it's like
is
you
it
know
your Aritzia the Aritzia super
no no one? The one that I have today my dad's
oh.
old
oh.
leather jacket
oh I do like that one yeah
I know which we got relined so it's like it's really ready to go
mm-hmm.
so I'm happy about the weather I went for a little run around this morning oh. low key
that's
it was
ambitious.
So cold that it was like my lungs were kind of like fighting for their life but
yeah
whatever you know
do
I
you
think it's good for
no?
you like no
okay for some reason I thought you had asthma
because I have a nut allergy it's because I have a nut allergy okay exposed on air for having a nut allergy yes
it's
guys
okay. I know multiple people
I'm anaphylactic I'm anaphylactic.
Actually,
that's my truth.
I actually know multiple people with nut allergies and are asthmatic, so.
Right, it usually goes hand in hand.
Really?
Yes. There's a connection. It's like immune, some kind of connection to that. Like, most of the people I know who have nut allergies also have asthma. Mm-hmm. I don't. I got the, well, now I'm oversharing on air. I'm not going to.
It's okay.
It's fine.
It's okay. We don't need to disclose your medical conditions.
No, yeah, it's, no.
You're protected under HIPAA.
Y'all aren't a doctor. I mean, you could be a doctor. There could be a doctor listening out there, but you're not my doctor. So
your
I think
primary care physician.
Yes, precisely. My primary PCP. Care physician is not in the state of Massachusetts, so
me
I don't
neither.
Think I don't think this is reaching her.
I don't think I've seen her in a minute.
You need to get that for abroad. No. The
no,
health
I
consultation?
Don't. Nope.
Oh,
because I'm
do
I'm
that.
Doing external.
That's true.
I have an external.
Much to think
and
about.
We don't need. Don't
you don't need to be healthy at all.
I don't
show
need
up.
I know. I just have to show up.
No. Okay. Love that. They're all up in my business for Tufts. But you know what? Whatever. At least they want me to be healthy.
I know. They're like Tufts. Encouraging you. To,
I
like,
know.
Be
I already
healthy.
Had it though. I'm good. I'm good to go. Anyway.
Anyways.
All right. We're gonna get it going with this song.
Yes.
And we'll see you in a couple songs.
To meet you.
You are listening to How Soon Is Now by The Smiths.
Great. Great song.
Great.
Great.
That song is like, okay, you know those songs that you have like an association with, like a memory or like whatever?
Yes.
I specifically remember like driving upstate or around Connecticut like every single weekend, like family tripping it. Mm-hmm. And that song, for some reason, like, of course it wasn't, but for some reason in my mind, it was like always playing on the new wave station of Sirius XM. Mm-hmm. So like that song is like burned into my brain of like, I'm in the backseat of the car. Mm-hmm. My sister's reading Harry Potter next to me.
Oh, okay. Harry Potter.
Like, you know,
what I'm was just your fan fiction, childhood fan fiction? Like not fan fiction, but like
fandom.
Fandom.
Fan fiction.
Fan.
Fandom. Like, oh my God. Well, Like, there's like lots of different things. I couldn't pinpoint it to one specific thing. I was obsessed with Spider-Man, bruh. Like the movies, the new movies that came out when we were in seventh grade.
Uh-huh. With Tom Holland?
Yes. Was obsessed. Fun fact, liked Marvel in general.
Fun fact, Tom Holland, spent 3 days at my high school to prepare for his role in Spider-Man.
That's so funny. did you see him?
No, it was in 2016. We were in middle school.
Oh, you weren't there yet. That is devastating. No, was obsessed. Like, I don't know, musical theater? Don't clock me.
It's
like,
okay. I enjoy your musical theater. I enjoy Torn Ticket.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, thank
Shout out to Torn Ticket. Y'all, like,
eat. True shout out. I know. Well, I shouldn't be like, y'all eat. I'm there, but much love to everyone who is involved in it. All right, take it away.
Okay. Thinking of adding a pet to your family, the Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Remember, adopt, don't shop. This is a public message from WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yay. Oh my God. Sorry, everyone.
Yay.
Wow. So how impolite, yawning on air.
I know, did I bore you with that or something?
No, not at all. Okay. I love animals. I'm allergic to like most of them though.
That's okay.
I know.
That's okay.
Wait,
now when we're off air, I'm going to show you a video of the cat's two doors from my house.
I think you showed me. Are they in the window?
No, it's an update.
It's new.
From this
okay.
morning. Yes.
New drop. All right.
New drop. Yeah.
Next up, we're going to have Second Nature by Claro.
Yay.
And now I'm looking at the time and I'm like,
oh, we just finished our set.
We've got to go. Oh yeah. My God. We got to go. All right. Y'all enjoy this song.
Cedar rolling down to be nearby. It's to all the time we were apart, of each other's lives, heart to heart. So I had a late arrival, so we never saw the start of each other's lives, heart to heart, heart to heart.
I see the signal searchlights strike me in the got nothing to prove. Well, I got nothing to prove.
Death with Dignity by Sufjan Stevens.
Added that because I saw Lizzie McAlpine cover the song live as a surprise, and I was brought to tears.
I don't think there's one non-tear-inducing song by Sufjan Stevens.
I agree.
Professional. Professional tearjerker.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's like it brings me back to a specific time. Similar to how, like, your songs bring you back to a specific time. This brings me back to, like, you know, 2020, pandemic. Like, you know, when everyone was watching Call Me By Your Name.
Because,
like, obviously, like, he made all the music those for musics. It. Yeah.
Honestly, not one skip on that whole album.
I so agree.
Like, it's actually, like, insane.
Are you talking about the Mystery Love soundtrack?
Yeah. No, like, all of it. Like, it's all amazing. Like, even... sorry, this chair is, like, really creaking.
It's okay.
So that's, like,
it
really...
creaks every week.
Sorry, guys. Not my fault. Didn't make this chair. So, next time I'll make my own chair.
DIY. Go to Nolop.
No, for real.
Sold her your own chair.
Okay, we don't have too much time left, and I want to get at least, like, a bit of this song in, because I really like this song.
I saw that song, and I was like, oh my god, my mom used to play that when I was younger.
It's bomb, and it's about to get played, because we don't have a lot of time. So, this is Layla.
This is Sam.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And we will see you next, hear you, listen, you'll listen to us next week. Bye.
Bye.
Can't get these memories out of my mind, and some kind of madness has started to evolve. I tried so hard to let you go, but some kind of madness